It was at one point a bowl of ice cream, but it was so freezer burned that it was just ice and there was a spoon still in it.
Nice.
Where's Nate? Where is Nate?
Working.
Oh.
Oh.
What time do you know what time he's going to be back?
Probably about 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 at the most.
That's okay. You can make that work.
Okay.
He
gave me a call, but didn't mention that he wasn't going to be here.
I'm out. I quit everything. Nate.
Oh, is he in this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me make sure he knows.
I mean, he made a character for it.
Okay.
And we said it was going to happen.
All right.
But you can send him a message anyway, just to make
sure.
Yeah,
but, you know, memory.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if he forgot that we were going to start Fallout, and he thinks it's Spirit of the Century.
Isn't he in Spirit of the Century?
No, not anymore.
He dropped out. But yeah, because he called me to tell me that people were gearing up, and I suddenly realized it makes a lot more sense that he'd do that if he thought I was in the game and he wasn't, if he's been at work.
When did he call you?
Probably like an hour or so ago.
Okay, because he talked to me earlier, and he's like, is there anything going on tonight? And I'm like, I'm not sure, I don't think so, nothing that we're in. Because I didn't know that he was in tonight's game.
Fuck everything up.
Well,
I'm kidding, it's a joke.
But I'm pretty sure he talked to you after the fact, so.
Yeah.
He'll be home. Yeah, it was cat sitting. Do you want to see a picture of this fat puss?
That fat hairy puss.
Here, I'll
covered
text
in vomit.
It to you.
I've seen that video.
God damn it.
I blame this on you and James.
Do I have James's number in this new phone?
God damn it. Okay. Fucking Google Chrome has started displaying itself in 640 by or whatever, like super low resolution, and I cannot fix it.
Oh, what? No.
Is it unfixable?
It's running in 640 by 480 screen resolution, and changing the properties and settings doesn't do shit.
I hear Chrome's been fucking up a lot lately, but that's mostly because the Tumblr scene.
It's infuriating.
Tumblr's ruining it, you say? That makes sense. They ruin a lot of things.
No, Tumblr a lot of people on Tumblr use Xkit, which is like an extension that they download to make Tumblr like fucking work. But ever since the new Chrome update, Xkit has been broken for Chrome. And so people are like, damn you, Chrome.
Reinstalling Chrome.
Chrome, why you gotta be like that, Chrome?
Maybe you shouldn't get mad at Chrome. Maybe you should be mad at Tumblr for making a shitty website.
I'm always mad at Tumblr.
What I'm mad at right now is fucking Windows 8 for fucking up Google Chrome, which is the problem.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe no one should ever be angry, ever.
What?
James, I don't have your number. Send me a text so I can send you a picture of this puss.
I guess this is similar to me asking if people want to see my fat pony.
I don't know why you keep flaunting your fat pony everywhere.
I think my phone fell off a bridge.
Take this. You want to see my fat pony? You want to see my fat pony?
Again. What's the fat pony?
My roller coaster. Sorry. That's just Crispin for a second.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
You know, I finally watched that roller coaster video because my brother told me about it and said it was underwhelming. And so I'm like, I don't know what this is. I need to see it. And then I saw it and it was underwhelming. I don't know why I expected anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's still amusing, but it's not. Oh, you mean the thing that they did with the roller coaster?
Yeah, where they tried to play Mario 3.
Oh, I'm referring to something else.
On the roller coaster.
Let me find some second.
That they,
Because there's another thing involving roller coasters and giant bomb.
Great contact. James.
Where I'm pretty sure Dan Reichert, or I'm pretty sure Dan and Jeff just said, hey, what can we do with our website that will let us ride a roller coaster by ourselves 5 times in a row?
They didn't even really seem that into it, though.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the video is it starts out with Dan saying, so the whole contest was that they were going to see how many times they could ride a roller coaster and how far they could get in Mario 3 while riding the roller coaster. They could only play the game while the roller coaster was in motion. And Dan starts out by saying, "Now, I know that preparation is half the battle, so I got 4 hours of sleep, I'm slightly hungover, and just had McDonald's breakfast."
Nice.
Ugh. McDonald's anything, though.
Oh, fuck, and now fucking Internet Explorer isn't working, so I can't re-download Chrome. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Sam.
So do you have no internet browser now?
Currently, a problem displaying Yahoo.com caused Internet Explorer to refresh the page using Compatibility View, and it just breaks.
Do you want me to send
Compatibility View?
Like, an executable file for Firefox?
Watch this.
He can't. He doesn't have a browser.
No, you can send it through Skype. All right, hold on. I gotta turn on my audio repeater for this. Wow, Mike Rowe got
send. Yeah. If somebody just send me an executable file for Chrome. Just flip this. There we go. No, Chrome? That's not what I want.
You want executable for Chrome?
Chrome.
Riddle of blood. Riddle of steel.
God damn it!
If you have problems with an execute, if you're having problems with an executable, why don't you just get a guillotine?
All right, Zach, after I fix this, I'm coming for you.
You guys need to watch that thing I liked.
I can't!
Zach, I hope you saw...
Everyone but that... you, then.
I saw what?
I hope you saw that gift set I posted in the Monster Hearts chat just for you.
No, I didn't. I should go look at that.
Yeah.
Shit, Zachary is... Look.
I forgot. It's been a while since I've seen that.
You haven't. Look, you're not playing a Chosen properly if you're not very, very cavalier about your current occupation.
Fucking puns, man. Chosen of pun making.
To be fair, most of my puns aren't in character, but...
Who really knows anymore? Oh, man. Sam!
What?
Did they tell you about the game last night?
Mm-mm.
Sam, we got a ship!
Hooray!
Yay!
Thank Christ.
Thanks, Space Christ.
Well, we have...
You're the whole of a ship.
We have the whole of a ship.
It just needs, like...
We don't have a whole ship.
Go.
Ha-ha.
That was good.
So who's sending me that Chrome
executable? Oh, I thought it was James, because he kept saying it over and over, but I guess
he's James
not.
James said Chrome. James said a word that wasn't a word.
By Chrome!
And then reminded me of the series
Chrome
of, like...
Chrome is the best god.
That reminded me of the series of bad 80s movies, musical numbers, so I copied down Rocky IV, the musical.
Yeah, but... That's... Actually, you know what? That's one of the ones I don't like as much. I mean, it's okay. Yeah.
I've got you covered, Sam.
I think The Thing is my favorite.
That one's real good.
I didn't even know there were more than that one.
Oh, there are a bunch.
Running Man's pretty... Well, Running Man's mediocre, actually, now I think about it.
But yeah, they did do a Conan the Barbarian one.
Predator the Musical. Batman and Robin the Musical. RoboCop.
Oh, wait, maybe I've seen the Predator the Musical one, because they make a whole cadence out of, "If it bleeds, we can kill it."
Yeah, you've seen it then.
I forgot that one existed.
Yeah, the thing is probably my favorite.
Thank you.
There you go, Sam. You're welcome.
You know, it's impressive when Microsoft's own browser does not work.
Mm-hmm.
Windows 8 sure is a thing. Although
I've
apparently,
never been happy with Chrome.
Apparently, if you have Windows 8, then you can get Windows 9 for free.
Yes, that is a thing.
Which is honestly what they should have done for Vista to 7. Although I never actually had too many problems with Vista.
Yeah, Vista got a lot more flack than it deserved, I think.
Yeah. Well, because it was the first one, and it wasn't done quite as well. It was a filthy resource whore.
I went straight from XP to 8.
I went from XP to 7 by the time 8 was out.
That's because you went from a computer from like 1993 to...
Hey, my laptop! I got my laptop, laptop before I...
Damn it! It's still fucking...
My laptop is smaller than most briefcases.
Do you want Firefox?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can just download it now.
All right.
God damn it.
That is an unprecedented issue. I don't think I've ever had a browser force a resolution.
Have there been any comments on our amazing reading and math odyssey?
Let me check. Let me Shrek. The community. No, nothing since. It does have two likes though.
That's cool.
And we got some new subscribers today.
Neat.
It doesn't have a lot of views though. Probably at the end of a week it'll have a bunch. It's not like Sluggish Morse where it generated four comments that were all just, what? I'm still not sure who Derek Allard is. I thought he was Unit Omega, but then I realized Unit Omega has actually commented on our show under the handle Unit Omega.
He's just a dude.
Yeah, he's just a dude who really likes our Kerbal Space Program LP.
There's a lot of Derek dudes out there.
Also, the guy said he was inspired by our by the Icarus probe, and it's really, really terrifying. It's a really terrible engine.
It flew too close to the sun.
that's why I called it Icarus, because it's a probe I'm going to crash into the sun. Because Manda asked me a couple episodes back if we could reproduce the movie Sunshine. So I made a probe that has a nuclear reactor on it, a nuclear fission reactor, and a Brayton generator, and it uses that to generate electric power that it runs a plasma engine off of. Though before we crash it into the sun, we're going to try and map the entire sun. So I had to spend 3 days running the game, three real life days running the game at times four speed. To execute a burn to move this probe into a polar orbit with the sun, because its engine is just so bad.
Is
it manned?
Huh? No, it's I wouldn't crash a manned probe into the sun.
Why not?
I'm not North Korea.
Redshirt Kerman.
No, we've only actually lost two Kerbals in the course of this LP.
One of them off screen.
Yeah, one of them died during testing, because their parachute system didn't work. And then the other one, I brought a space plane down too hard, and the ejection system on the space plane worked, but unfortunately the canopy was tumbling end over end, and so. Jebediah Kerman was ejected upwards, and he was able to actually land safely, but Bill Kerman was launched into the ground.
Oh, it's awful. We had a lovely memorial service for him, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, he has a space station named after him now. And also, because of Manda talking about giving him an obituary, I made a photo collage that had sad music playing behind it. I wanted to get In the Arms of an Angel, but I didn't want to use copyrighted music, so I got something that sounded kind of like it from Kevin.
Should have gotten a MIDI version of it for ultimate shittiness.
Oh god. The thing is, it's really hard to import MIDIs into anything because nothing supports them anymore.
Aww.
Like, Adobe doesn't have, Premiere doesn't have native support for MIDIs, so, and I'm not sure how to convert them into MP3s, because I can't do it through Audacity, so I have to use a different third-party software. Which is like, there's some site I can go to online and I can upload any audio file and it knows how to convert it into MP3s. Converting MIDIs into anything is hard though, because a MIDI is basically just like, it's like just a reference table. And so it depends on what MIDI library you're using.
There's a small difference between audio encoding and cryptography, isn't there?
Yeah, probably not a very big one. I mean, when you start talking compression, then you're probably getting into some of the stuff for cryptography anyway.
I relearned some of my old cryptography stuff by watching Gravity Falls.
I just note the first season uses a Caesar 3 cipher.
Some of it does. Like the final message in the final season was an alphanumeric cipher, then an at-bash cipher, then a Caesar cipher.
Huh.
Because the alphanumeric was easy, but up until that point, half the messages use Caesar and half the messages use at-bash.
So what's an at-bat cipher?
At-bash.
Because Caesar is like is about the simplest cipher you can do. And by extension, the simplest one to crack.
Oh, right. At-bash is the one where instead of A, you put Z, instead of B, you put Y. You just reverse the alphabet.
Oh, okay. So it's another fairly simple one.
Yeah.
So what's the cryptography where you just pick a page from a book and decide to start swapping the letters that way?
I think that might just be called a page cipher.
Okay.
Or a book cipher, I believe.
Yeah. And then there's the Viganair, which was neat.
What is the Viganair?
Basically, you took your message, and then for each letter, you took the next letter in a repeating code word that was the key to the cipher. So you could pick any word and just repeat it over and over for each of the letters. And whichever letter of the message coincided with a particular letter of the key phrase, it substituted a certain number of substitutions away. So throughout the page, you would have the same letters substituting a different number of substitutions in different places.
I'd probably have to see an example of this in order to understand it at all.
Right. So, for example, say you have A, B, C, D, and your keyword is cats.
Okay.
You put one above the other, and for the A, you look at C, and since C's... it depends on which form you use, but for example, the C is the third letter, so you substitute that A three times, so it becomes, A, B, C, or if you substitute backwards, it goes back through the alphabets. But the next letter would only substitute one letter because it's connected to the A in cats.
Okay, I get it. Right, okay, I get it, so okay. That makes sense.
And if you have more than four letters, you would just go like cats, 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 cat.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to figure out how that works, because I didn't catch when you were explaining it that it's like a shift.
Yeah.
It's like cats.
I like
cats,
the
cats, cats, cats. Back in the day, it's like cats, cats, cats.
I like how code breaking worked in the Roman army. You'd send your spy there into their tent, and when they mouthed the words of the battle plan to themselves, you would interpret that. Because the idea of reading in your head is actually a fairly recent thing in human history.
Interesting. That also reminds me of how messages were intercepted in the Civil War, that spies would just grab onto telegraph lines.
Yeah.
And read the Morse code from the shocks they felt.
Yes. Ow, 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 ow.
Also, it's because of things like that that a lot of people died when power lines were first being installed. Because everybody treated them as about as lethal as telegraph lines.
No.
No. No.
You've made an error.
It also is a, what was it, the fluoroscope, I think, which was on under...
Oh, fluoroscopes.
Yeah, I just remembered the thing that they described when they were using, because everybody was way into nuclear technology shortly after it was invented, one of the things was they brought the fluoroscope back, and while it's a useful tool on the battlefield to instantly find, like, broken bones and stuff, the thing they were using it for here was... looking at your child's, like, the skeleton of your child's foot to figure out what shoes they should wear.
Yes.
And they described it as being modestly shielded, but the problem is that movers would move it with about the same care as you'd move a TV.
Right.
And I'm trying to remember the amount of... It's like... I think it was something like everybody that was in the proximity of a fluoroscope received something like 40 to 50 rads per hour when the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says that workers in nuclear plants should not be exposed to more than 5 rads per year.
Yes. Rads are bad news.
Although in that vein, apparently Grand Central Station in New York is actually more radioactive than a power plant because of all the granite.
Yeah. Radiation is complicated.
Yep. There's also a lot of arguments to be made that coal plants are more radioactive than nuclear power plants.
Yeah. Of course, the real thing you want to use is REMS. REMS are the new cool radioactive unit.
Happy shiny people everywhere.
Wrong REM. Oh. that's for my discipline.
What about sieverts? That's the one I've seen more often.
Sieverts are directly translatable from REMS.
Okay, yeah, because that's the unit they use when they talk about space radiation.
Yeah, it just stands for a Roentgen equivalent man. Basically a rad after it's been, modified by all of the human tissue in the way and such.
Gotcha.
How much damage it actually does to you.
Gotcha. I also remember the Mythbusters where they tried to see if cockroaches could actually survive a nuclear apocalypse. They managed to get access to a cobalt 238 reactor. Which they put in cockroaches and two other kinds, I think fruit flies and some kind of flower beetle.
Yeah.
And I remember they did it on 3 settings, which was 1,000 rads, which is enough to instantly kill a human, basically. 10,000 rads and 100,000 rads. And they kept describing 100,000 rads as the face melting scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's not far off, really.
And they had, I think, it was interesting that cockroaches survived, but they didn't survive as well. And there was only, I think it was a singular fruit fly that survived 100,000 rads. And it was the 100,000.
And thus a legend is born.
It's really hard to measure how many of those actually impacted the fruit fly.
Yeah, but they also explained the whole reason behind why cockroaches and other bugs would survive the apocalypse or survive a nuclear apocalypse is because humans are way more sensitive to radiation because we're just a lot more complicated. There's just so many more things that could go wrong as a result of that.
So the cockroaches didn't turn into this.
No, they most of them just died.
Good.
Also, James, there's no scale in this picture. So you're asking me if a cockroach turned into a cockroach.
Hold on.
Well, it has more of an... It looks more arced than most cockroaches, I think.
I believe they're cockroaches the size of large rats, basically.
Yeah, no, I know what that is. I'm just making fun of James.
Hold on. Found it. It's more a little bit bigger than a car tire.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why the fuck do they have car tires?
I mean, this is the vault. Like, they probably had motor vehicles in there.
They had, hallways.
Yeah, but the plan as explained to them was that they were going to leave. Vault 101 obviously wasn't that. Or was it 101 or 13 that was never supposed to open?
101 was you were never supposed to leave.
So what was the thing in 13? Was 13 supposed to actually be a control and it just had a faulty water chip?
I think Vault for 13 might have actually had planned obsolescence in its water chip.
Yeah, because in Fallout 2, it's not in Fallout 2, it's in Fallout that you go and talk to the Brotherhood and you go and talk to members of other vaults that you find. They say water chip, yeah, that system's terrible.
A.
B.
Why did you start recording just
C, senor?
Don't start recording just because someone joins the call, Graph. Seriously.
I've been recording for a while.
Just because I wanted to
catch the story. I started whenever Amanda started the story of the new thing she found in the fridge.
Oh. All
right.
What? There was a new thing?
Yeah. I made Josh take it out.
What was it?
A bowl previously holding ice cream, now so freezer burned that it was a block of ice, and the spoon still in.
Wait, I'm assuming you mean it's that was in the freezer, not the fridge.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, it's all one unit.
Right, I know. I was going to say, like, that should have melted if it was in the fridge, but... Briefly.
Okay, Matt, we were both wrong. The actual intent of Vault 13 was to stay closed for 200 years, to study prolonged isolation.
Okay, and they only ended up staying closed for 75?
When was Fallout 1?
I mean, you also have to know when the war happened in the fiction.
War happened in 2077.
I think it's 2177 that you get out.
That's when
the game starts.
Vault Dwellers Exile... Okay, the chip began to malfunction in 2161.
Okay.
Which means that it's about 110 years before, 115 years before Fallout 3.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of time that passed. Because that's one of the things that's one of the few things that I liked about Fallout 2 was how it demonstrated how the place carried on. That the woman from Shady Sands is now the president of the New California Republic.
Tandy,
I think her name was.
Yeah, President Tandy.
Yeah, and she's also like in Fallout. When you meet her in Fallout, she's like, I don't know, maybe in her early 20s. And when you find her in Fallout 2, then she's like in her 70s.
Because the only thing I really know about. Go ahead.
Because the whole thing about Fallout 2 is that after the Vault Dweller was exiled, he started a tribe, and you as the Chosen One are like, I think, the child of the Vault Dweller.
Yeah. The only thing I know about Shady Sands is the Shady Sands Shuffle. It's the name given by Herbert Daring Dashwood to the act of putting a grenade into someone's pocket.
Nice. Shady Sands is like that's the first place that you go to in Fallout. And I remember that was probably my favorite story from that, because what you have to, one of the things, there's a lot of different ways to deal with the Raider gang that's there. I decided to challenge their leader to single combat, knowing that they'd take away my gun.
Punch him.
Well, that's the thing. I punched him. I aimed a blow to the head. I managed to
punch
get
him
lucky.
In the eye.
I managed to get lucky and knock him out in the first punch.
And just start kicking him.
Yeah, no. I just started because I had like a 90% chance to hit him in the head again after he was knocked out. So I just kept hitting him until he woke up again. I didn't do that much damage because my guy had like shitty brawn. But after the guy woke up after I punched. But after the guy woke up after I punched him out and proceeded to like curb stomp him while he was unconscious, he freaked out and ran away, and I won the fight.
That's what I would have done. Like, Jesus, he punched me out and then kicked me in the head. Ow.
I think it was one of those things where I had this gamer logic sense that the only metric for success in a battle against this man was to kill him. And so it's like, he's unconscious, I need to finish the job.
I'm gonna get him. You did it. You're the big damn hero.
I murdered this man. You shall respect me. All right, well, I think we got everyone here.
Yes, we do. So has everyone got their character sheets ready?
I've got my character sheet ready. I'm probably going to need to pull up the Fate rules again because I'm not as familiar with it as everyone else.
All right, everyone pick up a dice roller.
What's the roller that you guys use? I don't have that bookmark.
I'm going to be trying my best because fucking Chrome is a shithole right now. But
how is Chrome a shithole right now?
It's displaying in 640 by 480.
Just use Explorer for a second.
I can't. It doesn't work.
It's running compatibility mode and failing.
No, you didn't try and download. You didn't try and download Firefox.
It didn't work.
Oh, Firefox didn't work either.
No.
What's going on with your computer, sir?
It's shitty.
Why is your computer? Isn't it new?
It seems like it's a computer problem and not a browser problem. Yeah.
No, it's a documented problem with Chrome. Hold on. I just fucked up the Firefox download.
Hold on, Sam. Hold on. I'm getting a message from your computer.
Uh-oh.
I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading.
God damn it. Okay. Damn,
I was kind of hoping you just ended it in the first sentence. I'm a computer. That is all. Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Don't copy that floppy.
Do you know that there was an update to Don't Copy That Floppy?
I do.
It was released in 2010.
Yes. It's the same amount of anachronism as Let's Rap About Fire Safety coming out in 2000.
Is it called Don't BitTorrent That Torrent of Porn?
I can't remember what it's called.
They changed it, I think it's just called
Don't Copy That Floppy still. Or Don't Copy That Floppy 2.
I think it's called Don't Copy That 2.
Yeah, okay. It has almost half a million views.
So, since there are at least two other people recording, I feel the need to ask this question. Is there any way I can actually close call graph so it stops
you have to go in the taskbar. You have to right click the taskbar icon and say exit call graph.
Okay. There we go. Thank you. So I didn't see any option from the whole thing itself.
That's
like,
also how you get into the settings for call graph.
Good to know. Oh, good. Then remind me next time I boot it up to see if I can turn it off so it doesn't start auto recording every time I join a call.
Yeah, there's a way to do that. It's in the settings. There's not many settings, so it shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I think my favorite variation on Don't Copy That Floppy was somebody that made a video, the guy pops up on the screen, the kids go to Symantec, and then they hit scan computer, and the guy just disappears. And then they go back to playing the game.
Brief side note, best cosplay ever.
Is that every... That's every...
Every Johnny Depp character. Nice.
So we've got... Jack Sparrow, Edward Scissorhands, and Hunter S. Thompson.
He's also got...
Vampire Lestat?
I think those glasses are actually supposed to be Rango. He's got the Lone Ranger badge.
Nice.
Oh, right. I forgot he was in Lone Ranger.
Yeah, he was Tonto.
He's also got the bird on his head. Probably Secret Window?
Yep, Secret Window.
That could be it, yep, definitely.
What are the shoes and the mismatched socks?
Probably Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mad Hatter.
That's impressive.
Yeah, the only thing I've seen that's similar is somebody was an ODST wearing a brown coat, and they had on the front writer.
Oh, Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion all cosplays.
That's hilarious.
Except no, I guess they didn't have random guy number 8 from Saving Private Ryan. Mm-hmm. Or the other Private Ryan, I mean.
No, one of them also might be. I can't immediately spot anything on there, but wasn't Johnny Depp also Willy Wonka and remake of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Thing?
Oh, no, the star is for Rango. The braids are for Tonto.
Yeah, also the bird.
Yeah, and then he's also got some of the Jack Sparrow stuff going on in there. And so the cigarette and the sunglasses are Hunter S. Thompson. Then
I wonder if there's Gilbert Grape happening anywhere in there.
I gotta say that's a pretty good costume. I still have to rate either Quap or Zordon higher.
Yeah.
Although Quap is in a league of its own because the person learned how to Quap.
Well, Quap is performance art.
Yeah.
More than just cosplay.
Okay, yeah. I do like the Zordon one where the guy constructed a diorama of the Power Rangers base and then put a tube and had his head come through it.
What about this one by a cancer patient? Anyway. So are you ready for this?
I got my stuff up.
Are your bodies ready?
Yeah, ready enough.
Are you ready for this?
Bad memes.
I can probably also find public domain, like swing music to open every game to as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or hell, I could just get the Ink Spots. All their stuff's public domain at this point.
There you go.
I think it's why they used it.
Probably.